I will hear it from you, and I'll die in
the air. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Hey, everyone. Good evening and welcome to our Saturday night broadcast with your host, our Colonel Kimberly Purvis. Hope everyone's having a wonderful night. Be sure to tune in. Be sure to join in, participate with us. Those of you new just tuning in, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. Be sure to check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our site, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in a time of need. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on MeWe. Click on Communities. Scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, that's right, folks. We are not a militia. Now, for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in and participate, and that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. And I will now bring in your host, our Colonel Kimberly Purvis. Good evening, Miss Kimberly.
Howdy, howdy. Having a little bit of technical difficulties. my computer just keeps shutting off for some reason. So, but I have a book to go by, you know, to use tonight. And then, of course, knowledge from doing it for so friggin' long. But anybody else?
We know you're old.
Yeah, I know. Anybody else on? Is it just me and you for right now?
Just you and I for right now.
Okay. Oh, my God. For those who are contemplating having shoulder surgery, I would really think about it before you have it done. Oh, my God. My shoulder's killing me. And I haven't done anything, and that's sad. But I know it's healing, so, and that's all I'm going to. Oh, my God. This thing is really irritating the shit out of me. I don't know what it is, if it's the internet or what, that's being retarded today. I've been having problems
operator
all day.
Error.
Yeah, whatever. It freezes, and then I get, damn it, what the hell? I'm having a problem. It just shut down again. Oh, my God.
Get your shit together,
kid. Yeah, I need what it means.
No, seriously, it just keeps shutting off. I'm getting really irritated. Oh, my God. This is just...
What are you talking about?
Do what? Oh,
what are you talking about?
Operator error.
Sort of like Lorna.
Yeah.
I got to figure out half her shit, too.
Do what?
Got to figure out what she says, because, hell, she, she don't know how to type. It's like...
Ah. No, why not? No, I was talking about doing canning foods and or freezing or putting them up, you know, things like that, and why to do it and, you know, all that cool shit. Honestly, not because it is a way of life. You know, for some people can foods because it's healthier, which it is. Some do it because you might end up having that's the only way to survive. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different reasons why you should can foods, you know. But before we do get started, did you guys hear what PayPal's trying to do?
Yep. I don't have PayPal,
yeah.
That's why. I ain't worried about it.
Here's the thing. They said it's for businesses. And there was, like, some people that had their accounts permanently banned, and they were threatened with lawsuits, and they reinstated their accounts. But I just think it's just one more way of people trying to control us for how what we say and don't say.
I guess we got to figure out a new pay scale then, because we use PayPal for donations and whatnot.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do it because they're not gonna like us, and supposedly they take over $2,000 if you go against their standards.
$2,500.
Or 2,500, something like that.
But it's per offense. And the way we offend people left and right will be like $1 million in the hole. But don't use Venmo, because Venmo is owned by PayPal.
Right.
So the only other option will be Cash App, which is just as secure. I have both. So I will cancel my PayPal. But they sit now. It depends on which article you read. You know, are they really going to be able to do it? Can they do it? Or, you know, that's the thing. You know. So what I'm going to do is take my bank account off my PayPal, and I'm just going to use like a prepaid credit card, you know, ones you get at Walmart or whatever, and only a certain amount of money is going to go on that card at a time, and that way it won't be linked to my bank account. So, but, so yeah, we're closing on our house on the 31st. Yay. All the bullshit's almost done.
Is it that farm?
Huh?
Is it that farm that has the pond?
Oh, no. No. We looked inside, and, oh, it was horrible. It was, there's no way the VA would have approved it.
Right.
We went through 10, 11 houses, and only three of them the VA would approve. So, and they weren't bad, but minor problems, but the VA won't, like, if you have anything wrong with the foundation, the roof, the walls, they're not going to let you have it.
Right.
Nor will they let you have a house is overpriced.
Right.
They won't let you have it. And that was the first house. Of course, the first house was like $385,000. And the VA is like, yeah, no. And it was a flip. The guy that bought it, he flipped it. I mean, it was perfect. There's nothing wrong with it except the $385,000 price.
Right.
You know, he probably paid like $50,000 for it, put like $100,000 into the house and says, okay, $385,000. Yeah, I don't think so, Skippy. nobody's going to buy it unless you have cash. But no, the one we bought is, well, we're getting ready to sign on. I mean, it's pretty decent. It's a 3 or 4 bedroom, but we're turning one of those bedrooms into a den. You know, they remodeled a lot of it, and it's on a cul-de-sac. Population.
You mean
of the staying
town, out in the country?
Hell yes. Population of the town, not even 12,000.
Shit, I'd be still out in the farther out in the country if I'm going to buy.
Well, it is out in the country, but it's at the end of a road.
Right.
And 95% of the population in Hayesville is all rednecks. So, yeah. Not a bad place. So, I mean, that's the good thing. I'm just glad because I'm done with Wichita. Nothing wrong with the town itself. But there's 400,000 people here.
Right.
And like Lorna said, that's 399,000 too many.
Yep.
Yep, exactly.
So the smallest city that I lived in had maybe 3,000, maybe 4,000, I don't know. So,
I'm from a population of 29.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Nobody
do that.
Cares,
like
Lorna.
Said,
don't drink the juice again, Lorna.
I haven't drank in a long time.
Liar.
Right?
I'm not
That's
lying.
What I'm saying.
I'm not playing. Come on. Be drinking.
So,
Shit, the town where I'm originally from is, the population was 200 people.
Well, see, that's a little too small because you fart and everybody knows. I mean, that's, they know what brand toilet paper you use, and I just, that's a little, it's a little too small for me. I mean, a couple thousand is good. And that's the way it needs to be. You know, it also depends on what type of people are in the town.
Well, these are all rednecks.
Yeah, and that's what's where we're moving.
They were all down in the Shawnee National Forest.
Do what?
I said the town is all down there in the Shawnee National Forest. The biggest town is Murfreesboro.
Tennessee?
No, Illinois.
Oh, well, there's
down in the Shawnee.
Tennessee also. There's also a
down
Murfreesboro,
in the Shawnee.
Tennessee. Okay.
Hey, we have a surprise guest on too, from New Jersey,
oh,
but lives in Virginia now.
That would be Dawn.
What's up, guys? Do you think he moved to Virginia? In Virginia.
What's the definition of a redneck?
Do you have a redneck?
I said, what's the definition?
That their neck is red. What are you talking about?
Well, there is a difference between a redneck, a mountain person, and a hillbilly.
Very true.
A very big difference. So, and the
crazy
thing
is, I'm not considered a Yankee.
Georgia and Tennessee both have hillbillies, mountain people, and rednecks.
You're right.
In country.
Redneck ingenuity, man, is at its finest.
Yeah, I'm telling you, my dad, shit, we just called it MacGyvering, and we would MacGyver anything. And I do it to this day.
Yep.
I'll do it to this day. And plus what I learned in the military.
So, hey, listen to this. So yesterday, I come out of my deer stand. It was like, I don't know, quarter till
and
six.
And a deer beat your ass.
Really? You're going to go there?
Did you get fucked again? Weather, did you get fucked again?
No. No. But I loaded up everything in my truck. I pulled up out of the woods, you know, in my truck. I started hearing grinding in my rear end. So I had to sleep all day because I worked all night tonight. So I got up about 3 o'clock. Man.
So you had a shit.
No. Are you going to listen to the story or just talk shit? So,
but go ahead.
I figured that. I mean, I wouldn't expect any other thing from you guys. But
I know. We love you.
So my brakes on the right rear tire was totally down to the plate. There was no brakes left. So I'm like, oh shit. I go to the automotive store, buy rear brakes, take them off, put the new ones on, then had to hurry up, go change, get ready and go to work and leave for work. Did all that in 20 minutes.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I know. She enjoyed it, though.
That's usually two
That's
minutes.
That's not what she said.
She got off.
That's not what she said.
Oh shit! Unless it was a fake orgasm, then I don't care because I got my shit in, so it was good.
Just a tip.
That's all it is, man. Well, she told me to give her 10 inches, and I punched her and gave her the other 5. Oh, isn't this supposed to be talking about canning stuff?
This call
we're
went
talking
south,
about
but...
back breaks, moving into houses. I mean,
it's all Dawn's fault.
Yeah, and I got one, and it goes south immediately.
Oh, by the way, we've been talking about Lorna doing too much juice and not being able to text, too.
Yeah,
that's
operator.
That's the phone.
Damn phone. Yeah, right. That's what they all say. You're just drunk and can't fucking text.
I'm drinking coffee.
Yeah, drunk texting is that's fun.
Yeah, coffee with fucking vodka in it.
Yes.
No, her team.
Yeah, we can go ahead and talk about canning.
That's what I was thinking it was about.
I know. So, if you're going to can, I mean, canning is actually a lost art of, I mean, from generations past. Not many people know how to do it. I don't know if anybody, unless you're Amish, don't get me wrong, if you're in your probably early 30s and younger, have probably never canned anything.
Okay.
Now I'm might be wrong.
On this phone call, who knows how to can? Because there are people of our age that doesn't know how to either.
No, true. I mean, here's the thing: if you live in a big city, you probably have never canned anything. Period.
Right.
It's mostly country people who live, you know. Actually, I mean, I do know how to can, and it's been a while, but I need to get back doing it. It can be expensive, though. And what gets to be expensive is the damn jars.
But it can also be dangerous. It can also be dangerous.
Yeah, they blow up. You can get them at the dollar store sometimes, Kim.
You know what I've started doing until I start buying the mason jars? You could buy mason jars or balls. Is that the only two brands they have, mason and ball? I don't know if they have any other brands. All the jars that I get with, like, spaghetti sauce, the liquid cheese, I save the lid, and wash the jars. Because you can actually reuse those for canning, because I've done it.
Yeah, we use a lot of the jams, you know, when you go to the different farmers markets and stuff. We reuse them all the time.
Now, when you do can, and after a while, the lids need to be replaced. The little metal flat round part, not the ring that goes around it, but the lid itself. Those eventually need to be replaced because that little seal around the edge, it can get worn out, and that's what helps seal the jars.
You have to also watch, too, if you put them in the dishwasher, Kim, because they rust.
Yeah. That's why it's important to boil them, and I hand dry mine. I usually use a towel, a clean dry towel, and I'll dry all mine off. Definitely. I use the bath method, you know, like those big, huge pots that has the basket in it. I don't use a pressure cooker because I don't know if I'm smart enough to use them things. I've never used it. I've never used a pressure cooker.
I've only done
the submersion kind. It doesn't take as long if you use the pressure cooker, honestly. It really doesn't. But I want to go over some of the I can't believe the CDC actually has something on canning. But it's going to be from the bacteria, you know, that side of canning. So a lot, like I said, a lot of people learn how to bake bread. Others, you know, took up different things about, I don't want to say, what's it called, homesteading. A lot of people homestead, and they do everything for themselves. There's one thing, though, that I do not know how to do, and I would love to know how to do it. There's a lady on TikTok. She actually has videos on rendering fat. And she goes to her butcher shop and they'll give her all of the excess fat from the trimming.
Rendering fat is pretty easy.
From her videos it looks easy, but, you know, but she uses it for soaps and sometimes she'll use it for other things, but that's the only thing I've never done is rendered fat. Isn't there multiple, like, beef fat is called one thing, pork fat's another thing?
What's that? I'm sorry. I'm
like
over here.
Beef fat? Beef fat and pork
yes.
fat. Don't they call it? It's two different. What's it called?
I don't remember.
Hold on. Let me see if I can. Oh, okay. Here we go. Ooh, rent, there it is. Definition. But yeah, I mean, so you can use that. Well, that's not exactly what I meant. I'm looking up the definition. That's not exactly what I wanted. Not music. Good Lord. Oh, here it is. Animal rendering. This is what I was looking for. But yeah, she shows how to render the different fats, and some people use salt, some don't when they do it. And when you put it in, and there's also a difference when you use a glass bowl to a metal bowl, and all the impurities it's in. I mean, she goes in depth. This lady does on TikTok, and it's so cool. I've learned so much, but I'm still afraid to do that because I don't know. I might just screw it up. I'm looking. It's agriculture. No, that's not what I'm on. So more than 62 billion pounds of renderable raw materials are produced in the U.S. and Canada every year from farms and feedlots and slaughter facilities for cattle, hogs, sheep. I didn't know you could render chicken fat, but okay. Its sustainable critical priorities include reducing the amount of waste. I mean, they're talking about saving it, but I didn't know you could use it for biofuel. But I was looking for what the difference was between pork and beef, and I can't find it. So we're going to skip it. I'll have to look it up for later on. Anywho.
Kim, that's very similar to lard, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's where they get it from. But there is a difference between pork and beef fat, and I forgot what it's called. Even goats and every animal, there's a specific name, and I just happen to think of it, but a lot
well,
of
the
foods
the
we
pork,
eat go bad.
The pork fat is salty. It has more sodium than beef.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, definitely. It's going to. Let me see if I can find it because I'm not having any luck. Hold on. Hold on a second. Okay, so let's see if I can find it this way. Aside from the level of fat, or bad fat, it's going to be more in pork, but it's not working. I'm going to have to find that woman. And okay, so the beef fat is tougher than pork fat. And it also has a higher melting point than pork. So, well, that's still not what I was looking for, and I'm gonna hang it up, and I'm going to give it up because I'm going to look for it later. A lot of times, I don't know if anybody's noticed, with the cost of how much food costs today, how much food do you guys waste, honestly? In the refrigerator on any given week.
Say what?
How much what?
Food. Like you go to the grocery store, you buy stuff, you throw it in the fridge, and you forget it's there. And it ends up going bad.
I'm very good at freezing stuff, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I freeze a lot.
I've yet to find a way to honestly put up, like, lettuce or lettuces. Like, vegetables, you could can it, you could freeze it. You know, like yogurt and things like that. I couldn't tell you how much I lost and stuff that has to get thrown out because
well, my
so
mother-in-law freezes her yogurt.
You can freeze yogurt?
My mother-in-law does.
Huh. I didn't know that. I thought it, I mean, like, I just thought, like, especially cheese. That shit gets frozen. It gets all mushy. But then again, yogurt's already mushy anyway, so. I wasn't
yeah, I
sure if there were certain things
with those
just so
because there's so much water in them. They're water-based.
Yeah. Oh, it is a sour cream. And you think of it, well, it's sour milk. That shit still goes bad. It takes a while for it to go bad, but the whole point is there's a lot of foods that go bad. They shouldn't have to go bad. Potatoes and onions, those are another thing that tend to go bad really quickly if you don't eat them, you know, a whole lot of it. But so you can make your food last longer if you preserve it the right way. And it could either be from drying, curing, smoking, freezing, fermenting, pickling, or canning. And so it's really good to learn how to do all of that. And one of the easiest
also,
things I have
done.
Also, how
to make butter out of buttermilk, too.
Oh, that's another. I have never done that either. So, yes.
I'll tell you what, that's a long process of churning.
But it's well worth it.
But it is. It definitely is worth it.
Yeah, it's worth
no
it.
No doubt.
So, Kim, what do you do with your yogurt? You just put them in the freezer, preferably in the container that you bought them in?
Do what?
Or you can always throw yogurt. You just put it right into the freezer in the containers that you bought them in, or you can put them inside of one of your mason jars for extra, to keep the extra air out.
Yeah, but how would you, but see, the only thing about that is you would have to actually fill it to the very top, wouldn't you? Because you can't boil it because that's how they get the air out.
No. Just drop the yogurt container in a mason jar.
Oh, gotcha. I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying put it in the mason jar. I'm like, oh, that would work. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I was like, I ain't going to boil my damn yogurt. But I see what you're saying. Get a big enough jar to put your yogurt in it and seal it that way. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, but they said that you can't just put your yogurt containers in there also.
Ooh, I might do that.
Now, does anybody freeze their bacon grease in egg cartons?
Yes.
Ooh, no.
You do?
I've never done that.
And here's why. When I do it, though, because it actually is a fire-starting material. Makes great fire-starting material.
What does? The bacon thing?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I just do mine the old-fashioned way, my grandma did. I get a coffee can and strain it, boom. And Bob's your uncle, I got bacon grease in a coffee can.
Well, that's the thing with the freezer ones, if you just pop one of the, you know, ice cube things out, of the egg thing, and you just drop it in for flavors.
Oh,
yeah,
I see what you're saying, yeah.
That too. I reuse,
but I
depending,
fire starters.
Now, when I make, you know, fry fish, the oil too, unless you burn the oil. You can get the oil too hot and you can't reuse it.
Ew, you
reuse
fish grease?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Unless it's burnt. Unless it's burnt, then you don't want
right.
to. Right. And
yeah,
you need to
burn it, throw it out.
Yeah, you can, like when you, here's the thing, when you fry fish, you use cornmeal, or do you kind of like do a little cornmeal, a little flour to kind of, because if you use too much cornmeal?
No, I use Andy's fish batter, the red and the yellow.
Oh, okay.
I take a pound of red, and I take a pound of the yellow or the white, mix it together, because the red gives it, if you mix it half and half, it gives it more flavoring than just what the yellow is.
Yeah, I've seen that the hard way. But I've done the a little bit of flour and a little bit of cornmeal, or a little bit more cornmeal. The oil won't burn as fast or at all.
Now I'll tell you another secret that a lot of people don't know is you take cornmeal and, like, if you're going to cook up frog legs with fish batter, it will stick to the frog legs better, too, to give it more flavor. If you use, like, regular fish batter for frog legs, it won't stick to it.
Oh, that's not bad.
Just another FYI.
So, yeah, like, if you're going to can, so proper canning will remove the oxygen, which destroys the enzymes that prevent the growth of undesirable bacteria. I'm sorry. I think all bacteria is undesirable unless it's the bacteria that's in your gut that needs to be there. But if you can the foods incorrectly, which I have done, and it makes for a big mess. I will never can corn again. Ever. I will freeze that shit.
Have you ever used vegetable oil or olive oil to can with salt?
No.
That's a good way to do it, too.
No, I mean, because you got to parboil the corn to get the starch out, most of the starch out.
Right.
And I think that's where I went wrong, is I didn't boil it long enough. And so when I put it in the jars and then I did the bath and I boiled it and all the, you know, you hear the popping and it's sealed. Well, guess what? No, sorry. Corn liquor, because 50 jars of corn turned into corn liquor. And I had to throw it all out. I had to throw it all out. It was actually no good. I know.
Sour mash.
I know. So I went from kernel corn to cream corn in the matter of days. So I get why my grandmother hated canning corn, and she just froze it. She parboiled it and then bagged it, rolled it up, and froze it. So yes, I have to make sure that when you're doing it, you have that the air is out, and you'll know by touching the top of the lid. You just push down. And you can hear it popping, the lids, when all the air is out. I mean, and if you're going to can, you know, do it more comfortable, pressure cooker or the bath system. I prefer the bath system because that's where my family's always done it. But they got all kinds of cool stuff to help you. There's different books. Ball makes a great book. Actually, my other book, I've used it for so long, I wore it out. I had to go buy me another book. But they show you different recipes for different for everything. You can can pretty much everything there is to can. And I've canned fruits, vegetables, meat. I don't do the preserving meats. I've never done it, really. So that's not my line of expertise. Have you guys preserved meat?
I don't do meat, no.
Have I done what?
Preserved meat.
No, because I don't like beets.
I didn't say beets. I said meat, like deer, cow,
Oh,
pig.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Sound like you said beets.
No, meat. So
yes, I have preserved
it. If you've done it, enlighten us, because I have never done it. If you don't mind.
Well, pretty much, it's you got to use salt, vinegar, and a little bit of olive oil when you can it. You can also do it the same thing with fish too. By the way.
so you're
Chris,
putting all
of that... when you open it, how does it taste comparison to having it fresh?
It's still pretty good, believe me. It's still good.
So you cooking
it's
it
no
before
different
you can it?
Than going, huh?
Are you cooking it before you can? Are you cooking it before you can it, or do you do
no.
it like raw?
No.
What?
Raw. Raw.
Oh.
Now.
Okay.
Meats are the same thing, but now I also make a lot of like deer jerky and stuff like that. I make that a lot. That will preserve that way for a very long time.
That shit is nasty.
What?
It's nasty?
Oh, my God. It's friggin' horrible.
Oh, Bobby, tell her.
Did you say deer jerky is nasty or turkey is nasty?
Deer. Deer.
No,
yeah, deer, you gotta cook it right. Or
yeah, I don't like any jerky, though. My
oh,
daughter,
that's why.
My daughter loves it.
Because I tell you what, I've got people that will pay me to make them deer jerky. Of course, I've got a dehydrator and everything. Or you can do it in
you.
A smokehouse, too.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You have to send me some.
If I had a dime for every time I heard that, I'd be rich.
Yeah, I can't even stand the smell of it. Ugh.
What flavor
yeah,
do you want?
There are so many different types of jerky, though. There's teriyaki and there's...
lemon pepper. There, you would not believe. There's a place over in St. Charles, Missouri called the Jerky Store. You can actually go in and try every flavor of jerky out there. Of everything they have. There is so many different flavors that it's unreal.
They have a ghost pepper beef jerky.
Yeah, you can keep that shit.
Does it have anything like a brown sugar or anything like that?
All of my stuff, see, when I mix refrigerator before I put it in my dehydrator, I let it sit for 24 hours in the refrigerator. And then I put it that way, it shuts up, let the marinade soak into that meat. And then the next day, you let it sit for in the dehydrator for 6 hours. Then you have to rotate the trays and turn all the jerky in the trays and then do it another 6 hours. So when you make a batch, when I make deer jerky, it takes me 3 days to do it.
Hmm.
And you could do
yeah,
it with any kind of, really any kind, pork, beef. I mean, there's so many. I've even made fish jerky, which is actually pretty good. Don't knock it till you try it. It sounds disgusting, but it's very good. Alaskans do it with salmon a lot.
Yeah, they
oh,
do. The Inuit. Yeah, they do. They dry everything.
But they use like caramel, sugar to marinate it, and then
yeah,
they
something like that.
I mean,
think I would like.
Oh, it's very very good. Believe me. You can actually go online and order it from places that come out of Alaska, and they'll ship it to you.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, don't knock it till you try it. I mean, it's very good, and it's healthy, full of protein.
And, you know, if you have those dehydrators, you could – you could put fruits in there.
Yeah.
I used to make...
You can put fruits, dehydrated apples, cherry, grapes, bananas, You can do it all.
They even have, you can even make pulling peels. You know how they have the ones with, like, the fruit roll-ups? You can actually
right.
make those, too. That
yeah.
I haven't tried. I've done the fruit. But
what? How many tray dehydrator do you have?
Well, I had one that had the six layers.
I've got
but,
a 10 tray dehydrator.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Yeah, I need to buy me a new one. When I packed up my shit and went overseas, I lost a lot of shit. So, but
go to
I need
Rural
to get me
King. Go to a Rural King, and they're pretty cheap. And matter of
oh,
fact,
okay.
you can get everything you need for dehydrating right there, even canning at Rural King or Farm and Home. Any of those places, Tractor Supply, you can get all that shit.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And they're pretty reasonable. They even have seasonings for making jerky. Turkey. Turkey jerky is really good, too. I mean,
never
there is so
that.
Many. Yes, there is. You could do it to anything. You can make jerky from anything, believe me. Any kind of meat. And it's still full of proteins, carbohydrates. I mean, it's really good stuff. That's the reason why when I go out in the woods, I make a big batch of jerky because it gives you the protein that you need. Here in another week and a half, I'm heading down to the Shawnee for 2 weeks. But the first night, I'm making me some deer chili.
Yeah.
Right on the open fire.
I got a deer roast once, and luckily it came out really good because if you don't soak it or marinate it or whatever, it will have that wild...
Gamey taste.
And
now, here's my question for you. When you do that, do you take all the fat off?
It was already done for me. They just handed the roast. It was just given to us. I didn't have to do anything to it, but I don't remember there being a whole lot of fat on it.
Well, now here's the thing. Since I'm a deer hunter, I have to do this. I have to trim all the meat every time before I cook it because it has that, it's like a fat casing around the meat. So you have to trim all of that off. And that, because if you leave it on while it's cooking, that's what gives it that game taste. So I trim all the fat off of it because deer is a very lean meat. It's lean, but it's got the fat, so you got to trim all that fat off, and that'll take that game taste away.
Oh, yeah.
Like my back straps, I cut all the fat off. That's the filet mignon of the deer, is the back straps. That's why you will never see me give away back straps. I'll tell you that right now. And then I wrap it in bacon. I'll slice it up, I'll wrap it in bacon into little cube steaks, and then I'll fry them up on the grill. When the bacon is done, the meat is done. And
yeah,
I tell you what, the flavors is phenomenal, like a medium rare steak, which is how I eat my steak anyway. I don't eat. If you cook your steaks well done, you don't know how to cook.
There's
not
just
a steak
something wrong
connoisseur.
With you.
Right.
Yeah, there's just something wrong with you. If you get a piece of meat and it's chewier than a piece of leather, I'm not doing it.
Right.
And honestly,
exactly.
If your meat is chewy, you might as well cut it up into tiny, itty-bitty pieces so you can swallow it whole. Straight up. That's the only thing you can do to make it not like leather.
Beans, okay, I got a question for you. Beans that were in the fall all across the nation, all right, here's a question. How many people actually go out and spend money on their meat, especially at today's prices? Are you getting tired of it?
What do you mean, Chris?
Okay, do you go straight to the farm? I don't know about the rest of you because I'm pissed off about the way this country is going anyway. But
yeah,
the prices of beef, pork, do you know there's substitutes instead of going to the grocery store to buy it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go to the farmer and or
go straight
shop.
To the farmer. Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
and there's something else to worry about.
I do that. But another thing is what I do, I deer hunt, and I've already got my trapping license, so I'm going out snare trapping. I don't care what it is, I will eat it. If you're hungry enough, you will eat it. The hell with store-bought shit. During the summer, like, grow your own garden. Don't turn your shit into the government, what you got. Don't do it. I don't give a fuck what they say.
Oh,
don't
I know.
Don't do it. Because, like you said, Kim, you can all your vegetables. Learn how to do it. And that'll suffice throughout the winter.
Oh, yeah. If you can, and here's the other thing. If you can't grow your own garden, go to a farmer's market. And you can buy a lot of your vegetables right there, cheap. And I know, in Tennessee, which I got to find one here, but in Tennessee, a lot of the local farmers will go in parking lots or in some stores, and they'll sell them out of the back of their truck.
Yep.
And that's how stand all of my stuff.
We give ours to, the food pantry and stuff for them just to give away any of the extras that we have.
If you don't even have a yard to grow vegetables, if you don't have a yard to grow vegetables, get a 5-gallon bucket and you can do it. You can actually grow. Yep. You can actually grow vegetables out of a 5-gallon bucket, so there shouldn't be any excuse that you cannot have a garden. The government wants you to think differently, but I'm telling you right now, we grow our own shit. I always have. Grow your own stuff.
And the taste is just so much better.
Yes.
You don't have all that chemical shit on there.
Exactly. You don't have chemicals on it that they have in regular grocery stores. You know, apples that you buy out of the grocery store, they have a thin layer of wax on them.
So Jay was choking on, all his fruits and stuff. And it's a hereditary issue with his family. But here, it's only... fruits that are grown and shipped in. The ones that come out of his mother's garden, we don't have any problems with.
Right.
Because there's no chemical, and I believe it's the chemicals.
Yep. That's very true. Very true. Pretty soon, we're going to have, right now, this is in a test phase. They're actually injecting all the meat with the same shit of the vaccines that people are taking, you know, the booster shots and the vaccines for COVID. Once that phase is over, they're going to be selling that shit so everybody will be vaccinated with the death shot.
Another thing is a lot of that is not even real. A lot of the meats they're making are plant-based.
Tim, yep. Were you 14 not... vaccinated?
Huh?
Am I?
No, Kim, were you forced to be vaccinated?
No.
Okay, I didn't know if your line of work, if you were forced to.
Oh, no.
My work
no.
tried
they
to force me, and I told them to go fuck themselves, fire me.
Oh, yeah.
No,
and
they require you to have either the vaccine or an exemption. And I couldn't get a medical one because the VA is a bunch of dickheads. And they wouldn't give it to me. They said there's no excuse. She didn't care how allergic I was to anything. So I got a religious exemption. And they don't bother me about it. Half of our nurses are not even vaccinated.
A lot of colleges were trying that, too. And we just got religious exemptions for, you know, the kids that needed them. My son needed it, so.
When I turned in my exemption paperwork, the HR department was, like, floored. He's like, wow, you really did your research. I'm like, well, yeah. I'm not just going to throw a line of crap at you and say, this is – no, I did research on the vaccine. And so
see,
I
– and a lot
know,
of people don't do that.
Yeah. And that's why it's important for people to, like I was saying, you know, people could can food, put food up, do whatever for whatever reason. And it could be for health reasons. It could be for a way of life. It could be for anything. But here's the thing. Should things go bad really fast, all of the canned goods that you buy in a grocery store are going to be gone.
Right.
You're going to have to know how to grow it and put it up in order to survive.
And see, my emergency packs that I, my emergency food supply that I have, not only do I have MREs that'll last years, but I buy, like, a lot of romaine noodles, potted meat, Spam cans with ham or Vienna sausages. I, you know, believe it or not, hundreds of years ago, they used to make that in rendered fat. And it would keep for hundreds of years and still be good.
Remember, I know I have
a question, Chris.
Huh?
Do you have Twinkies?
No.
So they last 100 years, dude.
Well,
Twinkies and roaches will outlast us all.
I don't eat a lot of candy or, you know, junk food and stuff like that. I really don't. I don't even drink a lot of soda. I drink a lot of water. I do drink a lot of coffee.
Which is why I've got 20 pounds of coffee put up in my cabinet. I'm telling you right now.
And here's another thing. Another thing that I have is I have actually a 50-pound bag of rice, pound bag of beans. Because I tell you what, that will last forever.
Yep. One of my favorite meals.
I mean, like the rice, I've got almost 100 pounds of rice. I buy the 25-pound bag. And then I've got the cornmeal, flour, grits, all of the dry goods. And I've even gone now, but all the ramen noodles, even the Asian, real Asian noodles and other things, and I've got it all put up. We probably have two years worth of food put up.
Rice, or not rice, but flour, there are plants out there that you can make flour out of.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to do your homework to figure out which ones.
Yeah.
It's
and
the same
thing,
way with
thing,
keys. You know, you can, and I did, matter of fact, I think I did a survival video of making tea out of spruce boughs. Spruce bough tea, full of vitamin C's, full of nutrients. So I've done, I think there, I did that when I was out there in Colorado, didn't I, Bobby? Showed how you make spruce bough tea.
Oh, yeah.
You must be sleeping.
You must
be sleeping. Bro, Robert?
Bobby!
Robert, he's
napping. Yes.
He's napping.
Bobby, woke him up.
He said yes. So nonchalant.
We woke him up.
What did y'all
that
yapping
video,
about?
Didn't I do that spruce bough tea video when I was out there in Colorado? I showed how to make it.
Yes.
Okay. I thought I did.
Yeah, it's saved on Facebook and I believe our YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All the videos that you shared with me to put, they're on you. I'm going to start, when I can start canning again, I don't have room in this house. I'm glad we're going to be moving into a bigger house, bigger kitchen.
Blah, blah,
definitely
blah,
gonna
blah.
Definitely going to be doing, oh, blah, blah. I'm gonna, shut up. maybe start going back to doing that shit again because, I don't know, I was not sick as much, you know, when you don't eat all the canned stuff. And we don't hardly eat canned, right now we buy fresh or frozen. We really don't buy a whole lot of canned goods anymore. It's just because of all the sodium and the preservatives that's in them.
Right.
Even in the cans. So, I mean, even if you can't, like if there's no farmer's market around you, which is rare, but you can even go to your grocery store and they and just buy in bulk of their fresh food or vegetables. Now, I used to go to Walmart when I was in Tennessee, and I used to buy boxes. You know the big tomato boxes, the big crates? They
yeah.
would actually order extra if a customer went to the produce manager and said, can I get two or three or four cases? And they would get them and not put them out, and they'd call you when they came in.
Right.
And then they had a flood or something, and a lot of the farmland got flooded where all the tomato plants were at, and that's when tomato prices went through the roof. But, you know.
Isn't going through the roof anymore is what I want to know.
We're still getting tomatoes off in Jersey. Still.
Do what?
The pie should be done this week. We're still getting tomatoes in Jersey.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous how much this shit costs. You know.
No, we're not paying for it from the garden. This should be the last.
That's pretty wild, Bings, that you have cold fronts coming through.
Yeah. Mhm.
Unless you
that's
grow them in a greenhouse.
That's what we're gonna do is make a big greenhouse, and where we're moving, it has almost an acre of land, and we're gonna. Part of it's already that's fenced. It's not even fenced off. Or part of it's fenced off. We're going to use that for a garden, and then we'll put a big, huge greenhouse in the back. Because even unfortunately, because of the heat this year, a lot of my herbs, no matter how much I watered, they'd still die because it was too hot, and the plants would just wilt and die. And I'd water, you know, so I would even put up herbs. And made my own shit and put it up, but which means this year I'm going to run low because the heat was ungodly this summer. So
yeah, we what we do is we plant our gardens 2 to 3 weeks differently. Like, my mother-in-law plants hers first, and then we put ours behind them. So this way we have them that much longer. But she does it a lot more expensive than we do. Like, she does all your collards and your mustard. Like, she's massive.
You just got to be careful, because once the first frost hits, those vegetables can rot really fast, and they'll die off.
Chris, we've been very lucky this year. I don't know if it's because we planted so much, but we've been very lucky. I go back to Jersey next week, so I'm sure everything will be gone. All the tomatoes and stuff will be gone.
So, that was right. So going back to the canning part, I'm trying to find it. Hold on a second. So some of the equipment that you're going to need for canning, like I said, either pressure cooker or a stock pot. And they make them. They're special pots just for canning. And they cost like $50 but at Walmart, but it's probably about $75 now. The canning jars with the two-part lids, you're going to need a stock pot that at least 3 inches taller than your jars. Because
when
you submerge them.
I hate to say this, but I've got to go. I'm having issues over here in wastewater, so I'm going to have to go.
All right.
I will talk to you all later. God bless and have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
So, if you're going to do the bath method, there's a rack that submerges down into the pot, and you'll use it and pick it up, and it'll get the jars out. Well, guess what? You can't just touch those jars after boiling them, you know, for an ungodly amount of time. They make special tongs for canning, and it's not like your cooking tongs. Just look it up. You can look it up, Canning 101, and it'll show you everything that you need. This is a canning rack. I just take a towel, lay it on the table or the countertop, and I put the jars on it and let them dry, and that's it. And you'll hear the air pop, that lid, and it'll sink it in. A wide mouth funnel to make jars. When you're filling it, it's not like your regular funnel that you would use, like your oil funnel, okay? The top is just as wide, but the bottom is open. It's pretty much the size of the mace of the jar itself. Makes your life a whole lot easier. Let's see. This says you can get a magnetic lid lifter. That's if it's a strong enough magnet to actually lift up the whole damn jar. But again, you're going to have a rack that submerges, kind of like a Fry Daddy, the little basket, same thing. That's what it's going to be inside the canning pot. A lot of people will label their jars or the lid. I just use a black Sharpie or whatever, and it's important to know the date that you canned it. That's the important thing. Just
and
like
you know what I do instead
like,
of writing directly on the jar or the lid is I put a piece of Scotch tape down, and I write on there. This way you just peel the tape off, and it's not actually on the jar.
Yeah, you could do it. I mean, because you could always soak them in that. The tape comes right off. So, let's see. Also, there's different spices that you'll need for canning. Like, if you're canning tomatoes, you need that citric acid. And then you have pickling spices. You have, if you like bread and butter pickles, they have spices for that. Now, as far as canning tomatoes, I personally do not salt or batch. I do that half a teaspoon per quart jar. I think it's half a teaspoon per quart jar. I put the citric acid in each jar. My ex-boyfriend, he did the whole pot, and he ruined the whole batch, and I could have killed him because he put too much. So I personally just do each jar, but you could do whatever works best for you. And, but yeah, I've gone and made, I've experimented. We've made our own sauerkraut, and I did not have the spices for it. And I kid you not, I took straight, I shredded my cabbage and I put it in the jars, right? A separate one quart jars. And I filled it up with straight vinegar, white vinegar, right to the top, stuck it in the fridge. I wasn't going to do a whole batch. I was trying to experiment, right? So I left it in the refrigerator. And okay, when you want to eat it, dump out half the vinegar and add water, because the straight vinegar, oh my god, that about, you know, talk about pucker factor, a little too tart, I mean a little too sour for my taste. But we've pickled eggs, we have pickled sausage, hot dogs, we have done. Except pickled pig feet, that's the only thing I have not done. You can pickle anything. I kid you not. We've even had jalapenos, banana peppers. I have actually pickled those as well. And I've used the bread and butter spice, and it's actually pretty good. The bread and butter pickles are not for everybody. It's kind of a sweeter taste. It's not for everybody. A lot of people don't like it. But so back to the when you can, some of the bad things, you can get botulism if you don't can properly. And so some of the symptoms of botulism is difficulty swallowing, muscle weakness, double vision, drooping eyelids, blurry vision, slurred speech, difficulty breathing, and difficulty moving your eyes, which is why before you can research, like if you have nobody in your family or friends that can show you how to can, research. There are shit tons of videos to show you how to do it. And there are tons of books. So make sure you have all of that before you actually do it. And so many cases of foodborne botulism have happened after people ate home canned, preserved, or fermented foods that were contaminated with the botulinum toxin. So what they're saying to start with is high acid foods, because it kind of kills the, you know, the bacteria. So like your tomatoes, start with your tomatoes and things like that. Also, this page that I'm on right now is from the CDC, believe it or not. And it just talks about the safety of how to do it safely without getting sick. Low acid foods like most vegetables, some of your fruits, and by the way, if you didn't know this, a tomato is a fruit, not a vegetable. I don't know if you guys see that or not. Milk and all meats, fish, and seafood, those are the most common ones to end up with botulism. You want to, like we said, date your jars. Keep them in a cool, dry place. You don't want to keep it in your car or outside the storage building that gets to be 120 degrees. You don't want to do that. You want to keep them in a cool, dry place. And once you open a can, you got to refrigerate it. So, now, if you're going to just say, for instance, you want to make pickled eggs, right? It's the same thing. You boil your eggs, you peel them, and you can actually make a batch of them and stick them in your refrigerator in vinegar and use the pickling spice and not have to do the canning, you know, in the submersion and boil them, all that crap. You can pickle them and stick them in your fridge and they'll pickle in there. So things like that you don't have to do. You don't have to, but if you want to actually make – more than we would take the big gallon jars, like if you go buy stuff in bulk, we would take those and use those and stick it in the fridge. But if you actually want to do quart jars, then yes, you have to go do the actual whole process. So let's see, that's pretty much it on that for the safety. Word of advice, macaroni and cheese. Now, that's not a good thing to can. I tried it. we made macaroni and cheese, and I made too much. And I actually did the same process to, I packed the bottle, the whole jar with the macaroni and cheese. We did the whole process. Yeah, it's not good. Not at all. So, yeah, that's a no-go. I think that's the worst thing I ever put up or tried to was macaroni and cheese. So I probably did it wrong. I don't know. You guys have anything as far as what you can? Or whatnot. Oh, so they sell on Amazon. It's $70, and it's the whole entire kit, the rack, the little funnel, the tongs, the spatula. I mean, it has everything for $70. So that's not too bad of a price. If you like to actually put up preserves, I kid you not, no lie. Do you like strawberry preserves? Anybody? No, maybe so.
What was the question? Hello.
Do you like strawberry preserves?
What's what?
Strawberry preserves.
What about them? Preserves?
Like them.
Strawberry.
Yeah, do you like them?
Do I like them?
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay, what fruit do you like?
I like all fruit. I think my favorite's probably blueberry and pineapple.
Okay, did you know that you could make any flavor preserve you want by using fig and Jell-O?
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, my dad had a fig tree, and he must have had 100 pounds of figs. And I'm like, the fig thing is going to, like, burn its course. You're gonna get tired of tasting fig, right? So when you preserve figs, the milk that's in the skin, don't get you to wear gloves because it's like acid and it will eat your skin. So you peel them and you cook them down and all that cool shit. And you got to add your sugar, you know. But if you buy any flavored Jell-O that you like, right, any flavor, when you're cooking it, the figs, and you're preserving it or you're cooking it down, add the pack of Jell-O to your fig mix. And you will not taste the figs. You will taste the Jell-O. I have canned watermelon. I had watermelon preserve and raspberry, strawberry, cherry, every flavor you could think of. And you could use it or do it by using figs.
Well, you know what I discovered one day? Is you take a box of angel food cake and you take a box of whatever other kind of cake you want and you mix the two together. And then when you want to make your personal size piece of cake, you take 3 tablespoons of water, 2 tablespoons of mix, throw it in the microwave for a minute, and boom, you got your self-serve individual piece of cake. And damn, is it good.
Is it kind of like the ones you put in your coffee mug in the microwave?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I've made one of those,
yep.
the ones that you buy at Walmart. It's in the coffee mug. They're not pretty bad. They're not bad at all.
A lot cheaper if you just buy 2 boxes of cake mix and do it yourself. You're only paying what's a box of cake mix?
Oh,
$3.
Oh, true.
So $6 in cake mix, and then you end up with
but don't forget you got to put that cake mix up so it doesn't go bad.
I had it in a glass jar.
True. Yeah, and you seal that lid good and tight. It'll.
Yeah, I had one of them ones that have that clip. There's a specific name for that jar. I can't remember. But it's got a metal.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's got the clip.
And I left.
And
I forgot it in freaking Tennessee, so I don't have it no more.
Yeah, they have some of those. I want to get some of those because those are airtight.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, so once we get this house, I am going to put, and here's the thing. A lot of people want to grow flowers and pretty shit, which I do in the front part. But I'm actually going to plant shit that it's going to produce food. Like I'm going to put a fig tree in the back, a couple of years for those things to really grow. But like raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, and line the fence. Because I'm going to use that to create a hedge around the fence.
Yeah, that's a good keep off my property hedge. Them raspberry thorns ain't no joke. Trust me on that one. I got enough scars from them damn things.
Oh
my God.
Oh yeah. But yeah, literally, I can't wait to get back to canning and putting stuff up. And the thing is, like, there is a thing though with flour and grits and all that. If you want to buy it and put it up, you really should get a 5-gallon bucket with those special Mylar bags because you will get weevils in them. No matter what, if you don't, because it got to be airtight. And none of that shit in the store is airtight. I don't know about you guys, but if you're picking up a bag of flour and you drop it and flour comes out of the cracks of the seals, those aren't sealed airtight.
No.
You know, unless you get one of those machines that have the bag, the roll of bags. And it seals it. Get one of those.
Food saver.
Yeah,
food
the
saver.
Food saver.
Yeah, I used to have one of
them
and I loved it. I want to get another one, but now they're like, mine broke. And now they're like obnoxiously expensive.
That's what I want to, get one. Because you could actually seal a lot of crap in that. And not just
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah.
You
Yeah,
you
used to always buy. I used to always buy the family pack of pork steaks and stuff like that, and with it just me, I would divide them out and throw the rest of it in the freezer, in them food sealer bags.
Now you can also get freezer Ziploc bags, and
those work good.
Huh?
Those don't work as good as the food saver bags. They're not as thick.
Oh, no, of course not. But you can for short time.
For short
length,
periods
because,
of time, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're putting stuff up in a freezer, you do need to have, like, the food saver bags.
Mm-hmm.
To be better. Bobby, are you still awake?
Free beer.
Quit with that free beer shit. You still haven't brought me any.
That's because you keep falling asleep.
I don't deliver. Come and get it.
Unless you guys have anything else, that's pretty much it for right now. Oh, crap. On canning. I like to start making the videos and putting them on YouTube. And if you guys have anything that you would like to see once I start getting canning, I'll do it. If anyone wants to learn how to do it, because it really is a lost art of way of life. And I think I think unfortunately might end up coming to that where we're going to have to start doing it.
I got a question. What is the best veggie seeds to get? What brand?
Go to a co-op, a local co-op.
A co-op, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because I bought shit from Walmart, and you know the little packets of seeds? They're not
I don't
always
trust
good.
Anything coming from Walmart when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, I have this out of convenience. They don't
right.
always produce. They don't always produce, and that's what I hate. Because they do have to be airtight. You have to have them airtight, or they're not going to – they'll start to germinate and things like that.
Yeah, and
so,
you need them in a cool, dry, dark place to store the seeds. Or can you freeze
yeah.
them?
Huh?
Or can you throw them in the freezer?
You know what? I have no idea.
I have no idea. Mark my words on this, but I thought I read somewhere that you can freeze them, but I got to look that up.
Hold on. Also, when you decide to have a garden, anyone, you know, you could do... When you go to plant your shit, you know, you can germinate them before you plant them. And my dad did it was he took a wet paper towel and put the seeds in it and covered it up. And in like a few days, they start to germinate. And you could put them in right in the ground already starting to germinate, so it doesn't take as long.
Yeah.
But if you're if you've got like a whole field of an individual thing, then yeah, that's not the way to go about it.
No. Unless you got a little greenhouse.
Well, true. So here it is. Maybe. So what effect will this have on your seeds if you freeze them? Cold, hardy seeds should survive this weekend's freeze without damage. If sown in the ground, if you sow them into the ground, you can freeze them that way. I'm trying to see here if it'll... Okay, how long will seeds keep in a freezer? Oh, okay, so only seeds are kept in a freezer, and only a couple of times a year can it be opened. The temperature in the freezer is usually negative 15 degrees. Most seeds will last a minimum of 5 years. Depending on the variety, can last 20-plus years. And seeds can last, if you put them in a cool, dry place, 3 years. Or you could keep them at a room temperature for a longer period of time. But because of I don't know how cross-pollination has to do with anything, if it's in a bag, But okay, so if you freeze your seeds, they'll have a lower growth rate than those kept in a cool, dry place.
Gotcha.
So that's the difference.
I thought I read some of that. You could do it, but I couldn't remember. It's been a while.
But you could keep them in a refrigerator. So just say you have one of those little refrigerators, you know, like those little small ones that you find in hotels.
Yep.
You could actually put seeds in it. You could put them in that.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
As long as they're in plastic bags and not the little paper bags, because the moisture will germinate them and they'll germinate in the refrigerator. So you have to. But you can also, the best place, honestly, is in your basement.
Don't have one.
If you have a basement, then you keep them in a closet. And like I said, as long as it's a cool, dry place. But
right.
Put them in plastic. You can, you know, another thing you could do is get waterproof containers. Like in the sporting goods section, I got some waterproof containers I put all my first aid supplies in. Also, you can, I got these waterproof containers, food containers, that you could put them in that.
True.
I'll take a picture of it, of what I've got, and I'll show you. I got them at Ollie's. And
don't have one of them around here.
Oh, you don't have one? Well, I mean,
no.
It's a general idea. Aldi's has them, too. I mean, any store has these things.
Oh, Aldi's? I thought you said Ollie's.
Well, I said both. Aldi's and Ollie's. Yeah, they both sell them.
We have Aldi's,
Walmart
but
does.
Not Ollie's.
Yeah, you can damn, my shoulder hurts. You can put them in any of those containers and keep them and stock them in a tote and put them in your closet, put them in a basement, attic. Well, I wouldn't do attic because warm air rises. So I really wouldn't do that.
No.
I would definitely keep them in a basement or a closet. And I really wouldn't put them in a shed outside. That's too hot. Not unless your shed's air conditioned, but it's
right.
But yeah.
Climate control.
Yeah, it's definitely gotta be climate controls. So all right, Bobby, I think that's about it, unless anyone has anything else or any questions.
I hear you.
You what?
I hear you.
Okay. Oh, by the way, okay, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to try and be as polite as possible. If you work for DoorDash and you steal somebody's food order, you're a piece of shit. That's all I got to say. You know what? I can't cook right now a whole lot.
But I was hungry.
Because I can't lift anything up. No, well, you know what? A person has to eat at least once a day. Anyway.
Right. And I was hungry.
Last night. Yeah, fuck you, dude. Okay? we Little Caesars, you know, it's like I worked 12 hours yesterday. I was tired. And I'm like, Pat, dude, I'm ordering pizza. Do you know how long it took to get my damn pizza order? Almost 2 damn hours. And they didn't even deliver it. Well, they delivered half of it. And I called no less, probably 15 times. They weren't answering the phone. I had to drive to go get my order. And they said, well, we made it. Yeah, bitch, you're lying. If not, the delivery guy stole it, which he probably did. Because he threw the one pizza on the porch, took off. And when I called him, I said, where's my other pizza? He goes, oh, I don't know. And hung up on me. That was one. And then today, I ordered something, and I'll have you know, They made my order three times. Three. Once it got delivered. And the restaurant called me and asked me if I got my order, and I'm like, no. And it took an hour and a half for me to get my order. And I'm like, I told Pat, I am so over DoorDash. Y'all can kiss my ass. If you're going to steal somebody's food, you know, you're like a whole new meaning of the word low. That's all I got to say. Because when I signed up to do DoorDash, I was actually going to do DoorDash until I went back into nursing. And they do background checks. But I don't know. I don't know what they're doing, but they got some pretty sorry people. Okay, now I'm done.
You're sure about that?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm going to go eat the rest of my Greek dinner that I bought. And right now it's hummus and my pita chips, okay? That's my dinner.
Why can't you cook right now?
I can with one hand, but I can't lift anything up.
Oh, your shoulder. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, I can. It's really uncomfortable. I tried to cook, but unless it's something really stupid, I have a hard time washing dishes right now.
Well, have your son cook and wash dishes.
My son, oh, yeah. Well, one, he went to work. He's been gone all day. And he just went out with his girlfriend. So I'm like, the fuck, dude? It was just as easy for me to order something that it would be for him to cook. So, yeah, him and his girlfriend went out. And I'm like, that's good for him. So, yeah. But, no, I love Greek food, and especially their hummus and their pita chips. They make their own. So that's pretty good. And my dogs eat hummus. They're retarded dogs. It's too funny. My dogs eat feta cheese. I don't know if they're not supposed to or not, but they do. So. All right. Till next time.
All right, Kimmy. Great show. Lorna, thanks for being here.
Yepers.
God bless America. God bless our children, first responders, our military, our veterans, the missing. And God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.